not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of a children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Really? I mean, you're talking about all the birds and animals and all the creatures and everything that God has created is kind of under a kind of a groan waiting for what? It really is true. Someone has said, God's curse brought decay, disaster, pollution, and degeneration. It was necessary for him to do that so that man would not be able to find perfection anywhere, even in outer space. God wants us to understand that the tremendous effect of sin, it does not pollute just one who sins. The one who sins, its ramifications are endless. One man's sin polluted an entire universe. Okay? And so all creation, including mankind, is under some kind of a groan that maybe we're not aware of, but it really is after the fall. And not only they, verse 23, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. We get tired and wear out and break down, whatever else, and God has unique purpose for that, so we get our focus the right direction. Yeah. So, bless you. You said you would take care of me, and you are. Bless him. He's a good man. I didn't have the courage to ask. I forgot to ask. All right. And so, down to verse 26, likewise also the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Have you thought about that? For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings that which cannot be uttered. Have you thought about that when you're going through stuff, that the Spirit also is right there with us but where do you go when it hurts? Where do you go when something happens? Where do you do? Where do you go when you get sick or when you hear about it? We pick up the phone, cell phone, whatever else, and we rattle on, whatever else. Is that where we ought to go? Where do I go to when things fall apart? Yeah, too often we go there rather than where we should. Well, and verse 27, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And verse 28, say it together with me, read it. And we know that
all things work together for good to them that love God, to them which are called according to his purpose.
Some things, yeah, but all things, that's what it says. And we don't like to have that verse rubbed under our nose when something happens. Well, it's all going to work out for good. I don't like that. But, hey, claim the promise, okay? Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 3. Blessed be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulations. Oh, why don't we go to God, who is the Father of all comforts, whenever things go wrong, rather than running to our best friend, or whatever, or whoever? Huh? Wow. The God of all comforts. Yes. Who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves